below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
Welcome to episode 17 of our Planet Earth series. In November of 2022, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is targeted for launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Aboard will be a satellite called SWOT, S-W-O-T. That's an acronym for Surface, Water and Ocean Topography. Orbiting the Earth at an altitude of just a smidge under 900 kilometres, SWOT is designed to make the first ever global survey of the Earth's surface water. It will provide essential information on large rivers, lakes and reservoirs, on average twice every 21 days. In addition, it will make high-resolution measurements of our global ocean. The collected data will aid in freshwater management worldwide. It will also improve ocean circulation models and assist in making predictions of weather and climate. The project is a joint effort between the United States, France, Canada, and the United Kingdom. SWOT builds on the achievements of three satellites called JASON, which were launched in 2001, 2008, and 2016. SWOT will carry a radar altimeter that will be so sensitive that it will be able to detect not only surface waves on the ocean, but also internal waves that propagate within the ocean. The satellite will measure the water level at 200-metre intervals along the centre line of rivers. On the ground, computer calculations will separate radar reflections of water from those of the land.
Welcome to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. I'm Marina Jurica, and we're here in the viewing gallery of the Spacecraft Assembly Facility. And right below me here is one of our next Earth-observing satellites, SWOT, which stands for Surface Water Ocean Topography. Launching in November 2022, SWOT will give NASA its first global survey of Earth's surface water, providing data about clean air and water, extreme events, and long-term environmental changes. Now, here at JPL, we have been completing some very critical testing on SWOT in the clean room, and this testing is very important because it makes sure that the satellite can survive launch and be in space. Now, SWOT is getting ready to be shipped to France soon as our partners CNES, the French space agency, finish preparing the satellite for launch. So joining me right now is project manager Parag Vaze. Good morning, Parag.
Good morning, Marina. Happy to be here.
Oh, I'm excited. So excited.
Really excited with what you just saw. So we're very happy and getting prepared for our next step.
That's so great, and it's so amazing to see it here in all its glory. And SWOT is right below us here. Can you tell us a little bit about how it works and what your team's going to be doing to prepare to ship it over to France in the next couple weeks?
Right. So first of all, what you're seeing is the product of about 10 years of work with hundreds of people, engineers, scientists. And one of the major features of what you're seeing here is really all of the instrumentation for the satellite, what we call the payload module. Within that, we house six science instruments along with all of the supporting hardware. And then one of the main features that we have for SWOT that really sets it apart is a new radar system that's called the Ka-band radar interferometer. It does a very high precision, wide swath measurement. So we really want to be able to sense the water height, the water slope all across the world. And this radar system will basically bounce signals to the surface, receive them to the two antennas, and help us understand the height and the slope of the water that we're seeing.
What were and are your inspirations for this concept informing the SWOT satellite?
And that's going to be really the future for SWOT, because we're expecting a brand new measurement over the inland waters and exploring that whole area that's not really been seen before as a full world.
And keying that information in for folks at home here is that SWAT will see the inland water, which we haven't been able to see before. So tell us why that's impactful.
Yeah, so SWAT, the name, doesn't say oceans. It says surface water, right? So all of the water that we are able to sense from space, so oceans, rivers, any larger body of water that we are able to observe, we're going to see that. It's going to be one of those features that we really haven't seen before for fresh water, on hydrology, as we call it. And that's something that is really tremendous, again, in everyday life. I don't need to explain to people how important it is to have fresh water coming that they're using daily, right? Mm-hmm. So that connection of understanding is just tremendous.
And along those lines, how will SWAT help those people who are impacted by those bodies of water, who live near those bodies of water?
Right, right. Our plan is to provide that data very quickly, maybe within a few days of exactly what we're observing. There's lots of direct applications that are happening. And then, of course, providing that data for understanding other patterns as we go out, you know, further. But things where we have floods, we want to understand and provide that data as quickly as we can for the people, the decision makers. And SWAT, within just a overflight, within a few days, we'll be able to provide very clear maps of exactly what's happening.
So what is the type of technology you use to make the measurements, which is a little long what you were just talking about?
Right. So, you know, the genesis of this idea is actually from a prior shuttle mission called the Shuttle Radar Topography Mission. So the basic concept of interferometry has been demonstrated and used before. That was actually used to sense the solid Earth and map the solid Earth. And we thought, hey, why can't we do this for the ocean? And we can. It turns out we can do it. It is a tough problem to do because those measurements really have to be done very high power radar, lots of data, and lots of stability. You name it, everything is about stability. But we're able to have that technology to design in that stability and those capabilities and data processing even on board to enable this now.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here, Parag, and good luck to you and your team as you prepare to ship off to France.
Thank you. We're really excited, and we're excited to see everybody following us in our journey.
Now, as we mentioned before, SWAT is going to be launching from Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is in Central California, in November of 2022, so late next year.
Yes, late next year, so look forward to that. Well, this has been another episode in our Planet Earth series.